The wife of the island's famous son and mum of five charmed her audience as she spoke warmly of the work being done. Outgoing chief executive John Knight explained asking her to take on the role.
Our ideal person was somebody who understands, I think, the pressures and complexities of parenting in a really, really complex and demanding world. Somebody who, like many, in my view of the parents from Rebecca House, who stand as solid people in the middle of a family, holding things together, making things happen, addressing problems, dealing with challenges. And so the ideal person for us was somebody who does that, who juggles an immensely busy lifestyle, who has close connections on the Isle of Man, and who has a significant profile, who will help us raise the profile and the work and the apparentness for Rebecca House here on the Isle of Man. So we're very, very honoured that Lady Peter Cavendish has agreed to be that person, and she's flown in especially from the UK to join us today.
When I was asked by Rebecca House if I'd be the patron, I was so honoured for a start, and secondly, life's hard anyway. Everyone's juggling everything, whether it's, you know, relationships, family, work. So if you add into that any element of, you know, illness, anything that's life limiting, it, first of all, it puts so much strain on not just that immediate family, but like that, it has a ripple effect of everything. One of our children has additional needs, and I'm fully aware of how isolating that can feel.
Nadine Crowther was there, an inspiration behind the hospice movement on this island.
It's grown and grown, and people are so helpful. And I think it's doing a wonderful job.
The generosity of the Isle of Man is staggering on occasion, isn't it?
It is. And if you take this situation now with Lady Cavendish, it's really marvellous, isn't it, that somebody will support you like that.
Lady Cavendish, you can see the delight on people's faces that you're actually lending your name to this as well. It must give you a feeling of satisfaction as well that you can help in this way.
No, 100%. I think that I'm not from the Isle of Man, so to be able to do something that it's, you know, it is a community that I feel very close to, and to be able to kind of do anything to help support the families here, the level of sort of trust and capability and safety that they provide for those families, to just be able to have that mental respite as well as physical respite, is absolutely crucial to being able to keep these families ticking over.